Sletz of you, sagt the Mishnah, Nasa Isha Visha Ima Esashanim Velo Yelada. If a man married a woman and after 10 years of marriage they didn't have children, in a Rishoy Levatal, he's not allowed to abstain from the mitzvah of Puruvu. Therefore, he must divorce her and marry another woman. Girsha, Mutaris Li Nasa La'acher, Rishoy Hasheni Lishay Simo Yuchanim. If he divorced her, she is permitted to marry another man, and the second husband is allowed to wait another 10 years. Vimhipila, Mayin Mishasha Pila. If she had a miscarriage, the wait time begins from the time of the miscarriage. The Gemara brings a braisa. Nasa Isha Vishalima Esther Shanim Leilada, Yaitzi Viyitin Ksuba. He must divorce her and pair Ksuba. Shema Leizachali Hibanis Mimena. Because it is possible that he did not merit having children with this wife. Since it may be his problem, he must pay for the Ksuba. However, the Gemara later asks, Ihi Deloy Zachya? Maybe she didn't merit having children, and it's her problem, and she's not entitled to the Ksuba. The Gemara answers, Ihi, Kivin Deloy Mifkada Pir Berivya, Loy Miansha. A person does not have children as a punishment for their Averis. This can only be considered a punishment for a man, because he is prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah. However, this cannot be considered a punishment for a woman, since she is not obligated in this mitzvah. Since it must be his problem, she's entitled to the ksuba. The Braisa continues, Zecher ledaber, Miketz Esther Shanim Loshevis Avram Beretz Kanan. The Torah alludes to the 10-year waiting period, where it says that Avram Avinu took another wife, Hagar, after living in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years. Lametcha, She'en Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz, Oylele Min HaMinyan. The years of residing in Chutz La'aretz were not counted toward the 10-year waiting period, because if there is another factor that might be the cause of the problem, then there is no waiting period. Lafikach, chalahu, if he was ill, oishachosahi, or she was ill, oishneim chavush meves asurim, or they were imprisoned separately, ein oin loy minaminyan, these years not included in the waiting period because there are other factors. The Gemara asks, v'leilif mi Yitzchak, we also find the source for a 20-year period, techsiv vayhi Yitzchak ben arbam shana bekachdis Rivka, as the pasuk mentions that Yitzchak married Rivka at the age of 40. And they had children at the age of 60. The Gemara answers, the pasuk was only mentioned to determine the age of Yaakov. Therefore, it cannot be a source for the waiting period. However, Rashi explains that the pasuk Miketz Esther Shanim Leshevis Avram Beretz Kanan is superfluous to teach us the 10-year waiting period. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid of Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei d'Rav. The 10-year waiting period applied only during the early generations who had a longer lifespan. However, in the later generations, where there is a shorter lifespan, the wait time is only 2.5 years, which is equivalent to the time of 3 pregnancies. Rabbi Amar of Nachman, Shalosh Shanim, Keneged Shalosh Pekidos, the Amamar Beresh Hashana Nifkedu Sara Rachel V'chana. Rabbi says that the wait time is 3 years, corresponding to the 3 Rosh Hashanahs that there are in the 3 years, as we find by Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, who were bequeathed with children on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav, lesnu lahanik kloli, mechti, masnitin man tokin rabbi. Rav disagrees and says that the 10-year waiting period applies even in later generations, since it was Rebbe who taught it in our Mishnah. V'habi made David imid shani, v'chsev yimei shnei sein v'hem shiv mishana. And the shorter lifespan already exists from the times of David HaMelech. The Gemara continues and refers to that which the Mishnah taught, Girsha, Muteris Linos La'achar, Rishoy Hasheni Lishisimo Yuchanim. If he divorced her, she is permitted to marry another man, and the second husband is allowed to wait another 10 years. This implies, Sheni In Shlishi Loi, she may marry a second time, but not a third time. Masnin Rabbihi. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe as mentioned in Braisa regarding Bris Milah. Mala Harishon v'meis, Sheni v'meis. If a woman's first 2 sons died as a result of Bris Milah, Shlishi loy tomal divi Rebbe. Rebbe says she may not perform a bris on her 3rd son. Shemim Leil Eimer, Shlishi tomal revi loy tomal. Shemim Leil holds that she is still required to perform a bris on her 3rd son. However, she may not perform a bris on her 4th son. Clearly, Rebbe holds that a chazaka is established after 2 occurrences, and we assume that this will occur yet again. However, Reb Shimon disagrees and holds that a chazaka is established only after 3 occurrences. The Gemara asks, "V'atanya ipcha?" There's another braisa in which the opinions are reversed. Haimanai Achrinisa. We generally follow the later version, and the Gemara proves that it is the first brisa. Tashma Adam Rebchiber Abba Rebbe Yechanan Maisa Ba'arba Achoyes Betzipuri Shemala Rishaino B'meis Shnia B'meis Shlishis B'meis. Rebchiber Abba attested to an incident involving four sisters, in which three sisters performed their bris on their sons, and they all died. Revius Bas Lefnei Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar La Al Tamaylu. The fourth sister presented her predicament before Reb Shimon Gamliel, who ruled that she shall not perform a bris on her son. Clearly, it is Reb Shimon Gamliel who holds that only three occurrences create a chazaka. The Gemara questions this. Perhaps, if the third sister had presented the question, he would have also ruled that she may not perform a bris. The Gemara answers, Imkein, my hasaduse Reb Chiya Abba. If so, what was Reb Chiya Abba attesting to? The Gemara says, V'dim hokam ashmalon, da achoyes machaskes. Perhaps he attested that when an event occurs with multiple sisters, it can also create a chazaka. The Gemara remains with this question. However, as we see later in the Gemara, it remains accepted that it is Reb Shimon Gamliel who holds that only three occurrences create a chazaka. Amar Rava, hashu da amar achoyes machaskes. Lo yisa adam isha loy memeshbachas nichfin loy memeshbachas mitzaram. Since we maintain that multiple sisters also create a chazaka, one should not marry into a family whose members are epileptic or suffer from leprosy. If this has occurred three times, thereby creating chazaka. My havala, what is the final ruling in this machlekes? Ki aser of Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar uvda have kamed Rabbi Yechonon bechnish de demoin biyem kipur mshachalis b'shabbes umal rishayna v'meis shnia v'meis. The Gemara mentions an incident involving a woman who performed the bris on two children and they died. Shlishes ba lefanav amala l'chiyu ma'ili. She presented the question of her third son to Rabbi Yechonon, who ruled that she must perform a bris even though it was on Yom Kippur, which occurred on Shabbos. We see that a chazaka is established only after three occurrences. Samachala Abaya v'ozl nas b'lochayma. Based on the testimony of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Abaya married a woman called Chayma, whose two previous husbands died, Umes, and soon after Abaya died. Amar Rava emer de pligi le'inim milo b'nisun mi pligi. Rava asked why Abaya relied on that. Perhaps only in the case of Mila, which is a mitzvah, did Rav Shimon Gamliel require three occurrences for a chazaka. However, in the case of marriage, which is a rishus, perhaps Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree that two occurrences create a chazaka. The Gemara refutes Rabba's argument from a brisa which mentions the machlekes regarding marriage. V'atanya, nisus l'rishon v'meis, l'sheni v'meis, a woman whose two husbands died, l'shlishi l'tinasi divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says she may not marry a third time. Shimon Gamliel omer l'shlishi tinasi l'revi l'tinasi. Shimon Gamliel says she may marry a third time, but may not marry a fourth time. The Gemara continues to explain. With Mila, after multiple occurrences, there is reason to not allow Mila anymore, because there are families whose blood does not clot as well as others. El Nisuin Mai Taima. However, regarding marriage, what reason is there to not allow her to marry again? Rav Huna Amar Mayan Ger. Huna says that her womb causes her husbands to die. Ravashi Amar Mazel Ger. Ravashi says that her fortune causes her husbands to die. Ikabinayu de irs of a mace. The difference will be in the case where he only gave kedushin and died. Inami de nafal mi de kul of a mace, or he fell from a tree and died. These deaths can only be attributed to her fortune, but not to her womb. The Gemara concludes, halacha ki Rebbe, valacha ki Shimon Gamliel. There are halachas where we rule like Rebbe, that two occurrences create a chazaka, and there are halachas where we rule like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that only three occurrences create a chazaka. Nesuin the Malkis ki Rebbe, Vestis v'sharamuid ki Shimon Gamliel. We rule according to Rebbe in the halachas of marrying a woman whose husband died, executing the punishment of kippah to one who received Malkis multiple times. We rule according to Reb Shimon Gamliel in the halachas of a woman whose vest, whose menstruation time occurred in the same fashion multiple times, an ox that killed others multiple times.